Welcome to the Isle of Mavoida. We are on Daf Zayin, the middle of the page, and we're trying to understand this Mishnah. Don't serve the master for the sake of receiving reward. It's very difficult to understand, as we brought up yesterday, 2 days ago. Vayter. Uviyotir mizet. More difficulty. Heich mutal alein lo shemesh et harav shalom anal kabo pras. How is it possible that we have this expectation? We should serve the master not for the sake of receiving a reward. But the same Mishnah tells us, what is this world likened to? It's a hallway. It's a hallway leading us to the next world. Prepare yourself in the corridor so you get ready to enter the palace. We're just here for a little bit, chevra. That's why every moment is so precious. That's why Fortnite, TikTok all day, every day. Hi, hi, hi. It's all just a preparation to the next world. So what does that Mishnah mean? Mashma lehevich mizeh. This implies the exact opposite of not doing it for the reward. Shatana madricho tana lechiot bakarim leya. The Tana is instructing us to live with a full recognition. Shekol ma'aseinu b'olam hazeh. All our actions in this world. Hura kechi timsi. Lizachos ayido lama ba ulamaschar. It's a hechitim. It's a means to receive, to be meritorious, to get to the next world, the world of reward. So what does this mean? Seems like that's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. K'mochen ita bechazal v'rizora mishatarach v'erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. Whoever prepares an erev Shabbos will have food on Shabbos. So whoever prepares an olam hazeh will be able to receive an olam haba. This seems this is the proper path to serve God. Litroach, to burden, to work hard, achshav, now, so we can benefit from our actions in the next world. How does this reconcile? Seems like Chazals are very difficult to reconcile. Don't do it for the sake of reward. Seems like the whole game, the whole essence, is to prepare ourselves for the next world. To prepare our Shabbos for Shabbos. Certainly, the truth is the purpose of us entering this world. Of course, is to attain our chelik in the next world. We have to understand that what is this great reward that's placed for us in the next world? What's it all about? Hayiladim choshvim, the youngsters think, shalom haba makom malei sukarios v'shashuim. What do the youngsters think? Candy, candy, candy. It's candy, it's sweets. That's what it's all about. TikTok all day. No, it's candies, it's sweets. That's the next world. V'mugbarim choshvim, when you get a little older, you think, gamal derech zeh. Shumakum gishmak mo, to get a little old, you think, it's a gishmak a place. El makim shezeu devar tov lamal misichlenu. But you recognize it's something good that's above our seichel. One more paragraph. El shigvar run chazal, mau mekor atanuk shalom haba. What's the source of pleasure of the next world? Margul abapumadurav, Rav had a pearl, had a beauty in his mouth, a pearl of wisdom. Lo kolam hazeh lam haba. This world's not like the next world. Halam haba, ein bo lo achila, the next world, there's no eating, lo shtia, drinking, lo priya revia, children, having children, lo masa b'matan, bimis, lo kina, jealousy, sinna, lo sinna, hatred, lo tachrus, competition. What's the next world? Sadikim yoshvin vo trein bar Hashem. They're sitting with the crowns adorning their heads, v'nanim ziv ashchina, delighting in the presence of a Kaddish Baruch, sh'nemar, v'yechazu et elokim, v'yechlu v'yishtu. Gemara brachos. So we're going to have to examine this. What this reward is, this next world, a world without eating or drinking, without physicality, without the goof being a barrier, a world of pure pleasure while connecting to the divine. Mir Tashem will continue tomorrow.